This episode of Walt Disney World Today is sponsored by MEI and MouseFan Travel, who specialize in cruises and vacation packages to Disney and other destinations around the world. MEI and MouseFan Travel is an authorized Disney vacation planner. They provide their signature services with no additional agency fees. To get your free no-obligation quote, visit www.mousefantravel.com.
Welcome to Who Wants to Earn Their Ears, live from the Disney Wonder. And that's right. And of course, for those who aren't aware, we're actually broadcasting this live on the internet now, so there's lots of other people, hopefully, listening. Want to mention, this is the fourth time we've done this. We did this the last 2 years on the Disney Wonder, and we did this one more time before that, just online, personally. So now this is our fourth time, and it's a lot. I think it is a lot of fun. I know some of you have been here before. We did it the past few years, and I rest assured the questions are verified true this time. We had a little bit of a snafu last year with the whether or not the answers that we had were correct, but this year they should be all correct, so we're looking forward to it. I want to quickly go over some of the rules and how this is all going to work. We're going to select contestants with... big reveal. For those looking at it, we have an easel for those who are online. It's yeah, well, I'll explain it. So we're going to pick contestants. I'm going to offer up a question, and we will select a contestant from that to begin with. We'll hopefully be able to get about three contestants through here. You can see all the list of the levels that you'll get to. These are just point values. There is no cash prizes. However, there are prizes to be won. You will not be going home empty-handed. And assuming Dave doesn't win all the prizes, since he's won everything else, perhaps you will have a chance at it. So let me explain the rules. You get each question will come with four possible answers, and you have three lifelines. 50-50, where I will reduce it from four to two. Ask the audience, where you have the opportunity, the contestant will have the opportunity to ask the audience what they think the answer is. And finally, ask Annette what she thinks. Or as we like to call it, Annette Cheeks. That's the lifeline. So, we do have prizes, and we'll get to that in just a little bit. We have our first contestant of the day. Hi, state your name and where you're from.
Excellent. I'm Molly, and I'm from Chico, California. So
Chico, California. Anyone else from Chico? Woo!
That's so weird.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
I mean, what are the odds?
Well, if you miss the first question, he's not going to claim you.
Jay won't claim me? He barely does anyway.
So Molly, right?
Damn, that is true. Yes.
Yes. All right, so Molly, you understand the questions, how everything works? You have any questions for us before we get started?
No.
Good. All right, Mike, you ready to go?
Let's go.
All right, let's do this. So here we begin the fourth year of Who Wants to Earn Their Ears.
You guys will totally all help me.
So this will be for 100 points. Of course, these first set should be fairly easy questions, but we'll help you with it.
Yeah, now there's pressure.
All right, I promise you will not get this. I can't promise, but rest assured, the first one shouldn't be very difficult. Let's start with the Magic Kingdom icon. In which area of the Magic Kingdom can you find Cinderella's castle? Liberty Square, Main Street, Fantasyland, Tomorrowland.
Fantasyland.
Is that your final answer?
It is.
And that is correct.
Well, Central Hub was not one of my options, so I figured I was pretty much safe there.
Yeah, no, you always have the four options, so, you know, don't overthink it.
I'll do my best.
All right, let's go move on to the 200-point question. That's really nice, Mike, by the way. You're right on the nose. In Dinoland, there is a modified mousetrap-style roller coaster in which the ride vehicles spin individually. What is the name of this roller coaster? Primeval Whirl, Dizzy Whirl, Triceratops Spin, or the Mad Tea Party?
You guys are just obsessed because this thing is on the cover this year. You're still obsessed. You are, aren't you? Just will not let this thing go. Okay, so that will be Primeval Whirl.
Final answer?
Final answer.
And that's correct. Jeez. The 400-point question. What famous person has a cameo in Ellen's Energy Adventure? Rosie O'Donnell, Alex Trebek, Betty White, or Bob Barker?
A cameo?
Cameo in Ellen's Energy Adventure. Let me make this easier for you. Which one actually appears in the attraction?
Oh, thanks.
Rosie O'Donnell, Alex Trebek, Betty White, or Bob Barker?
I'll take Alex Trebek for 100.
Is that your final?
That's my final.
And that is correct. And let's move on to the 800 point question. Where in Epcot can you find Figment? Journey into Imagination, The Living Seas, Living with the Land, or possibly Morocco?
Oh, I'd like Morocco very much.
It would make it a lot more interesting.
It would, yeah. That would be awesome. I can see the attraction now, actually. That would be Journey into Imagination.
Yeah. Is that your final answer? And that is correct. Very good. All right, now, Malu, we're up to the 1,000-point question, which means if you get this right, you will walk away with a nice little prize. And you're guaranteed to walk away with this prize. Would you like to know what the prize is?
Yes.
Well, our fabulous Annette will demonstrate it. It is a 2009 Disney Cruise Line pin.
Ooh.
That's right. Exciting.
Nice.
Are you a pin collector?
Yeah.
Oh, good. That'll work out well. Is JJ a pin collector?
Yeah.
Oh.
Totally. Don't mess this one up. No, I get that one anyway. That's my
prize. You have to get this one right.
No. Yeah. All right.
Ready for the 1,000-point question.
Okay.
You can do this. I have faith in you. Let's go back to Animal Kingdom.
Oh, well, then I got it. It's a lot.
In November 2001, Dinoland added a new Miniland in Dinoland. That doesn't make it. Oh, right. A new Miniland.
It does actually make sense.
You're right. Then the theme is of a tacky tourist trap like carnival. Emphasis on tacky, by the way. Tourist trap like carnival.
Dude, I take that personally. It looks just like my house.
Run by a local couple, Chester and Hester. What's the name of the new Miniland called? Chester and Hester's Primeval Fair, Chester and Hester's Dinorama, Chester and Hester's Toontown Fair, Chester and Hester's Disneyland.
That would so be Dinorama. And that's my final answer.
Think she get it?
Heck yeah.
Yes, very good. So you've now won that 2009 pin. Congratulations.
All right, I now get to be let back in the car on the way home. That's great.
Very good. How are you feeling? Nervous?
I'm a little nervous, mostly because of the work by the awesome sound guy.
Thank you.
Way to go, awesome sound guy.
Awesome sound guy. That's your new title, Mike.
That would be me.
All right, you ready for the 2,000-point question?
Okay,
I'm ready. So now you're guaranteed to keep the pins, no matter what. And since there's really no money being won, you may as well keep going until you get one.
Yeah.
There's no reason to walk away, but you could if you really wanted to. That's right. All right, so here's the 2,000-point question. At the opposite extreme from A coupons were E coupons. Which of these groups of attractions were all E coupons? 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, Tom Sawyer Island, Haunted Mansion, Mr. Toad's Wild Ride, that's one group. Country Bear Jamboree, Hall of Presidents, It's a Small World, and Jungle Cruise, that's two. Peter Pan's Flight, Snow White's Adventures, Jungle Cruise, and Walt Disney Story, three. Or Haunted Mansion, Walt Disney Railroad, Swiss Family Island Treehouse.
See, this is so unfair because they're all different on our coast. Well, we can eliminate all. Can you do number two again? I think that's
number
the only
two
one that doesn't have anything weird.
Country Bear Jamboree, Hall of Presidents, It's a Small World, Jungle Cruise.
Seriously? Okay. they were different on our coast. I'm afraid you'll just have to do them again.
Sure. No, which of these were the groups of E coupons, E attraction?
Yeah.
20,000 Leagues Under the Sea,
that's
Tom awesome. Sawyer Island, Haunted Mansion, Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
There's no way Toad was. No way.
Country Bear Jamboree, Hall of Presidents, It's a Small World, and Jungle Cruise.
No way Small World was.
Peter's Pan's Flight, Snow White's Adventure, Jungle Cruise, Walt Disney Story.
That's got two that I would have thought were C's.
Haunted Mansion, Walt Disney Railroad, Swiss Family Island Treehouse.
You have your lifelines.
Yeah, you do have your three lifelines. You're 50-50. Ask the audience or ask Annette. And you probably shouldn't ask Annette on this one.
Wait a minute.
No.
That would have worked out really well.
Okay, well, I think that the audience knows this one.
Okay, so you want to go with the ask the audience?
Yes, please.
All right, audience.
Yeah, this isn't really helping me, guys. Okay, so...
Do it again.
Yeah.
Yeah, here's the options again. This is a tough one. 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
That could totally be one. That should be an E.
Tom Sawyer's Island.
It's theoretically possible.
Haunted Mansion.
Definitely.
Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
Not a chance. Seriously? An E ticket?
Country Bear Jamboree.
No.
Yeah.
You did, right?
Yeah, they're
every
they're all
single
them
one.
Are.
Every
all
single
are.
One.
They're all the attractions. Country Bear Jamboree, Hall of Presidents, It's a Small World Jungle Cruise.
The It's a Small World Jungle Cruise, that was a theme? That was the overlay?
Yeah, It's a Small World Jungle Cruise.
Okay.
Peter Pan's Flight, Snow White's Adventure, Jungle Cruise, Walt Disney Story, or Haunted Mansion, Walt Disney Railroad, Swiss Family Island, Treehouse. You still have your 50-50 option. You have Askinet, although that would really be just...
That would really be a way to be an Askinet. Well, we might as well use 50-50.
Okay. We're going to eliminate two wrong answers. I won't ask the computer since there is none. It'll just be me. So I will leave B and D for you. Country Bear Jamboree, Hall of Presidents, It's a Small World Jungle Cruise, or Haunted Mansion, Walt Disney Railroad, Swiss Family Island Treehouse.
It's got to be B. It has.
Is that
to
your
be
final
B.
answer?
It is, yeah.
And that's correct. It was B. Very good.
Yeah, you guys are awesome, and I totally should have trusted you.
thank God that one's over.
Yeah, no, that one is...
No, would you mind listing those all again, endlessly, please?
Right.
No, let's move.
All right, here's one right for you. I think you'll bounce back very nicely with this. You still have one lifeline left, and still going strong. Only, what, seven, eight? Yeah,
no. Go.
You're good.
It's
you're
good. Good. It's good.
What was the opening date of Disney's Animal Kingdom? April 22nd, 1998. April 12th, 1992, May 1st, 1989, or October 1st, 1982? The opening date of Disney's Animal Kingdom. April 22nd, 1998.
Yeah, no, just the years. What are the years?
98, 92, 89, 82.
Okay.
What are you leaning towards? Any ideas? Let us know what your mentality is, and people can cough in the correct...
That's right. So we'll just my mentality. You do not want to know. All right. So it's at least 10 years old, but it hasn't had its. Oh, I'm trying to remember if it's had its 15th or not. I don't think it has. Has it? No, it hasn't had 15. So now I have to do math in my head.
98.
Really, I was very clever when I was a child. So.
98, 92, 89, 82.
Do I get a piece of paper?
You can ask Annette. You still have one lifeline left.
Does Annette have a piece of paper? That's kind of cheating, isn't it? All right, so... later. I think that comes later.
Annette is trying to cheat for those of you who are
listening
online.
All right, well, it's... So it's got to be around 97. Yeah, no, it's got to be 98. That was one of my options, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
April 22nd,
so 1998.
Final answer?
Yeah.
And that is correct. April 22nd, 1998. They just had their 10th anniversary last year.
Last year, right?
Yeah. Big event.
There was probably a pin or something.
All right, you ready for your $8,000 point question?
Sure. I've got kind of catastrophic trivia failure going on here, but it'll work
It's
out.
All right. Who stars in a film short about human reproduction? Steve Martin. Martin Short, Robin Williams, or Tom Selleck? Who stars in a film short about human reproduction?
I'm going to take Martin Short.
Is that your final answer?
That is, yeah.
Mike, that was your final answer.
Yeah, that was my final answer.
Okay. Right. And that is correct. That was Making of Me.
It was.
In the Wonders of Life Pavilion.
I miss that pavilion. You want to end up piloting a chicken, boy? I love that pavilion.
All right, Molly. This is your 16,000 point question. So if you get this right, you're going to win another prize. Do you want to know what the prize is?
Okay. No pressure, though.
Annette's got to get it ready first. Since this is Who Wants to Earn Their Ears, you will actually earn your choice of ears.
No.
Yes.
That's very exciting.
So your first choice is the timely snowman ears.
Snowman ears.
The Santa ears.
Similarly timely. Nice.
Or the always gaudy. Goofy ears. It only looks good in Disney World, but outside of it, I mean, really, you're just asking for public humiliation. So you ready for this question?
Okay, I'm ready.
There is a possibility you walk away with goofy ears, just letting you know. All right, here's your 16,000 point question. Who wrote the lyrics to the Haunted Mansion theme song, Grim Grinning Ghosts? Buddy Baker, Robert and Richard Sherman, Yale Gracie, or Xavier Atencio?
That was Ex Atencio, right? Yeah, Ex Atencio.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah. Final answer, sorry.
Now we have to give it to her because she got it right.
Yes!
Grim Grinning Ghost is one of the greatest Disney anthems ever, as you might know. It was expertly written by Disney Imagineer Xavier Atencio. Buddy Baker was the man who composed the music for Grim Grinning Ghosts. Very nice. So you've got which ears would you like?
Goofy. No, I don't think even I can do that. Seriously. A snowman, please. That's really awesome.
Snowman's just like snowman ears. Very nice.
Totally warm. Looks better now with the ears on, right?
How you feeling, Molly?
Well, I'm a little nervous.
Okay, well,
but I have ears, so
not
really
to add
awesome.
Any more pressure to you, but uh-huh. No one's ever won the million point question.
Yeah, no, it won't be me either. But I'm having a really good time.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. All right, you ready for your 32,000 point question?
Woo!
All right. I will save you this first question because it's got 8 options also. So we'll move on to the next one.
Oh.
All right. Bay Lake and the Seven Seas Lagoon have always been loaded with resorts and recreation. In 1973, there was also a different sort of show available outside of the Magic Kingdom gate. What was that show? A water ski show, boat racing, surfing around the world, or the Walt Disney Grand Prix?
I totally hope there was a water skiing show. I think I should go with... Do you know this?
You can't ask that.
Well, I'm just curious as to what the Ask Annette is doing. You know, if I never get to ask her. Unless someone is vehemently opposed to this, I really, really hope there was a water ski show, so I think I'll go for it. No,
Water skiing?
I like water skiing. Yeah, we're going to go with water skiing, because I really, really, really hope there was one.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
Your final answer?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Because it's right.
Awesome! I bet it was cool.
Very good.
Parking lot?
The Grand Prix?
That's right. All right, here's your 64,000 point question. The section or land designed to represent Africa is a fictitious village known as Harambe. What is Harambe Swahili for? City of Delights, Coming Together, Land of Animals, or Place of Enchantment? Harambe Swahili for what? You still have your Askinet. Although at this stage, it's all right. Let me give you the options again.
What are the second and the last?
City of Delights, Coming Together, Land of Animals, Place of Enchantment.
I think it's Coming Together.
Is that your final answer?
It is. Yeah.
It is Coming Together.
Oh.
Wow! Very nice. That was right, Mike. All right, let's move on to the
Mike was just really hoping I was going to lose that one because the thing was
stuck. Don't worry about me, pal.
All right, let's move on to the 125,000 point question. You're only 4 away from winning it all. Are you excited?
I'm really nervous.
You know, there is a prize at the million. I mean, it's...
There probably isn't. You guys just assume no one would get it. Oh, yeah, I hear it's free drinks.
That was more of a metaphor than anything.
Uh-huh. Right. If I get this, we're all cashing that in, right? Heck yeah.
All right. Here is your 125,000 point question. What is unusual about most of the books in the library in the Haunted Mansion? They had belonged to Walt Disney at one point. They're in Latin. They are actually painted images, or they were all published in a year ending in the numbers 99.
They're painted.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah. Sorry, I should do that. I just can't get my brain to work that way.
And that is correct. All right,
yeah, it's the ears. They're helping me think.
See. All right, we're up to 250,000. Eleanor Audley did more work for Disney besides voicing Madame Leota. Which of the following animated Disney villains did she lend her voice talents to? What, you're smiling. Is there a reason?
I think I know this one.
Okay. Do you want to just... Why don't you just go for it? You don't even need the options, do you?
I believe she... Wasn't she Snow White's stepmother? Not Snow White. Cinderella's stepmother?
Take the options.
Wasn't she Cinderella's stepmother? She wasn't Cinderella's stepmother, huh?
Let's go. All right, it's Eleanor Audley. The Wicked Queen from Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Ursula from The Little Mermaid. Maleficent from Sleeping Beauty. Cruella de Vil from 101 Dalmatians. Eleanor Audley, who's also the voice of Madame Leota.
You know, her daughter does our Leota overlay.
Really?
Yeah, it's true, in Disneyland.
Interesting, I did not know that.
No, it's my stalling for time.
Are you leaning towards one or two, or four?
Haunted Mansion is relatively recent, so it's, I mean, in the whole scheme of things.
Right.
So there's no way it's Snow White. That's okay. Just physically impossible. What are my other two? And then...
Ursula from The Little Mermaid.
Yeah, there's no way.
Maleficent from Sleeping Beauty. Dead. Or Cruella de Vil from 101 Dalmatians.
So it's Maleficent or Cruella. And I think she played Maleficent. I could be totally wrong there, but I think she played Maleficent. Yeah, that's my final answer.
Your final answer?
Yeah.
It's Maleficent. Very good.
I would like to point out that Cinderella and Sleeping Beauty were very close in historically timed.
Very good. All right, we're up to 500,000, just two away from the prize.
All right.
Are you excited?
I'm really excited. This is kind of exciting.
It's exciting. Good. Mike, they actually like it, Mike.
She wasn't excited at first.
Yeah, she was like, oh my God, what did JJ bring me to? All right, here we go. For 500,000 points, what station number is the giant radio at the All-Star Music Resort tuned to? 96.5, 99.9, 103.7, 89.3. The big giant radio at All-Star Music Resort is tuned to what frequency?
What are the last two again?
Let me give you the whole. 96.5, 99.9. 103.7, 89.3.
All right.
You can ask Annette.
Do you know this one?
Yeah, he's looking at my face.
Well, it's got to mean something, right? So music did not open at any of those dates, right? So 19... What was the...
96.5, 99.9, 103.7, 89.3. Is anyone staying at All Star Sports when they get off the ship? Or music, rather?
Music.
No? Well, then next time you see it there, you'll be like, oh, yeah, that was a question. Not that they'll do any good right now. And when was the last time you were there?
I have taste, so I stay at the Animal Kingdom Lodge because I'm all cool like that. Unlike some people.
Oh, JJ, she must be talking about you because I don't know who she's talking about.
No. That's right. We did stay at Pop. It was very exciting.
Are you invoking the Annette? Are you invoking the Annette?
Yeah, I have invoked Annette.
Okay.
No, yeah. Annette's invoking the audience, and that's my privilege. Okay, so, what do you think? What do you think? I got the mic now.
Annette, you hauled those shoes all the way down here for this gig? It's awesome. You go, girl.
The options are...
Didn't it open in 89?
Anything 89 related?
Yeah,
let's see.
The last one was 89.3. 96.5, 99.9, 103.7.
Yeah, it's got to be that last one, then, right? It's got to be the opening date of the resort. It has to be. Yeah, it opened. It must have opened in...
All the time. All the time.
Yeah, it's got to be that. It's got to be the opening year and month of the park, yeah.
Is that your final answer?
Not of the park, but yeah, it's my final answer.
All right. And that is correct.
Thank you, Annette. I love that. That was great.
Annette comes through with the cheats. All right.
Oh, like this group does not cheat rampantly. Wrong part.
Are you ready for the last question?
Sure, what the heck?
All right, I'll ask everyone to let Molly answer this on her own, since it's her last question.
I'll ask you not to let me answer this on my own.
All right, here's your last question. What day did the Electrical Water Pageant premiere? February 26, 1984, October 26, 1971, January 28th, 1981, or July 4th, 1972?
Okay, well, I just saw something about the water pageant that said it had been around for essentially as long as the park had been open. So I think it's in the 70s. What are my two 70s dates?
Two 70s dates are October 26th, 1971, and July 4th, 1972.
So either it was a 4th of July thing the next year, or it was essentially the day the park opened. I think that they started that for a 4th of July party because it ends with that patriotic doohickey in 72.
Is that your final answer?
That is my final answer.
Sorry, it was October 26, 1971. Oh! Wonderfully.
Thank you.
Very good. Yes, round of applause. That was really tough. Very, very good. And of course, she walks away with the ears and the pin. That was tough. You're right, though, Molly, about the water pageant being around for pretty much the entire time. That was very good, though. All right, we ready for another contestant? All right, welcome, Trace.
We'll try.
I messed up my questions. All right, Trace, why don't you tell everyone that your name is Trace, and where are you from, Trace?
Fort Worth, Texas.
All right.
Yeehaw. Yes.
All right, you ready, Trace?
I'm very ready.
All right, yes. Let's start out with a 100-point question. Okay. You could take the Wildlife Express train to what was once known as Conservation Station, but this area has been renamed after which of these Disney characters? Rafiki, Baloo, Simba, or Mickey?
A. Rafiki.
Final answer? Right.
Yes.
You're correct. All right, let's move on to 200. During the final year of operation, what show could be found at the Theater in the Wild? Festival of the Lion King, Journey into the Jungle Book, There Was No Show Until 1999, or Tarzan Rocks? During the first year of operation, what show could be found at the Theater of the Wild? Festival of the Lion King, Journey into the Jungle Book, There Was No Show Until 99, or Tarzan Rocks? And of course, you do have your three lifelines. During the first year of operation, what show could be found at Theater of the Wild? So the first year.
Okay.
Festival of the Lion King, Journey into the Jungle Book, There Was No Show Until 99, or Tarzan Rocks? I will say that Annette looks pretty confident, so this might actually be useful to you.
Okay, we'll ask Annette. I'm thinking no show.
Oh, see, Annette, I was pretty confident.
Oh, no, you...
The very first
Tarzan
year...
Tarzan was in there. Tarzan was a show that was there.
Was the movie released? I don't think the movie was released.
Oh, I don't know if it was there first year. I think it was empty. I'm thinking it's empty.
Listen, I'm going to go with empty.
Wait a minute. I'm looking at the room. Wait a minute.
Festival of the Lion King. These are easy questions. Don't overthink these ones. Don't overthink them. Trust me. Festival of the Lion King. 90.
They're discussing it.
There was a Jungle Book show?
I didn't know that.
I guess I didn't see that one.
But she was there. She liked it. Masayo said, this well, is Masayo. Ask Masayo. I'm going to change the color
okay.
to black.
Right. We'll go with Jungle Book then. I never knew about that particular show.
Is that your final answer?
That's the final answer.
I'm sorry. It was Tarzan Rocks.
I hated that show.
I'm sorry, Trace.
I told you I would.
During the year, no, I'm sorry. During the year, first year of operation, what show could be found at the Theater in the Wild? It may have been there, but it wasn't in the Theater in the Wild.
Oh.
All right, you know what, Trace? Trace, come on, come back, come back,
come back,
come back, come back. Come back. We'll let that one go. All right, so we'll give that one. We'll give that one the mulligan. We want mulligan, and we'll move on to 400. Yeah, Molly, you really should use that mulligan on the million-point question.
Dumb.
All right, here we go, Trace.
Okay.
I promise this should be a lot easier.
I should have a drink.
The attraction known as Spaceship Earth at one time was narrated by what famous voice? Walter Cronkite, Barbara Walters, Hugh Downs, or Peter Jennings?
Even though my last name is Jennings, I will go with A, Walter.
Is that your final answer?
Final answer.
That is correct. Let's move on to 800 points.
Yes.
The letters E-P-C-O-T actually are the first letters of five words. What are these words? Every person comes out tired. Exemplary practices create overwhelming tomorrows. Every person cares of tomorrow. Or experimental prototype community of tomorrow.
D.
D, final answer.
And that is correct.
Yay.
All right, this is for 1,000 points, Trace, and if you get okay. this right, you get a pin. Okay. Are you a pin collector?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, I have them all over my house. Yeah. So.
Oh, it's starting.
But she'll be.
There you go.
Right.
All right, here's a good one for you, Trace.
Okay.
Captain EO made daily appearances in the 80s at Epcot. What exactly was Captain EO? A 3D film starring Harrison Ford, a 3D film starring Gene Wilder, a 3D film starring Bruce Springsteen, or a 3D film starring Michael Jackson?
Michael Jackson, final answer.
And that is correct.
Yay! Man.
Take your pin, sir.
Thanks.
Ooh.
Did you buy this one yet?
All right, let's move on to the next set.
They are.
This is for 2,000 points. Are you nervous?
Oh, absolutely.
All right, let's go back to everyone's favorite park, Animal Kingdom. Where can you walk among plant species that have survived since the age of the dinosaurs? Rafiki's Nature Walk, Cretaceous Trail, Maharaja Jungle Trek, or Jurassic Park? Where can you walk among plant species that have survived since the age of the dinosaurs? Rafiki's Nature Walk, Cretaceous Trail, Maharaja Jungle Trek, or Jurassic Park?
I'm going to go with B, final answer.
I marked it off because I knew he was right. Yeah. Very good.
You never won. No.
Next answer, next question for 4,000 points. According to the pre-show video, how many people boarded the doomed elevator that got zapped into the Twilight Zone? 10, 6, 4, or 5?
I'm going to go 50-50.
50-50. All right, let's computer, otherwise known as a net. We'll knock out two options here. That'll leave, according to the pre-show video, how many people boarded the doomed elevator that got zapped into the Twilight Zone? So now your options are 4 or 5.
I'm going to go with 5, final answer.
You are correct.
Yes. Yay.
The 5 people on the doomed elevator were the child actress, her nanny, a young couple, and the bellhop. Right. 8,000 points. In The American Adventure, there are many famous voices and faces throughout the 28-minute film, which celebrates the history of America. Which of the following is not featured in The American Adventure? Not Maya Angelou, Mark Twain, Ben Franklin, or Susan B. Anthony? Which of the following is not featured in The American Adventure? Maya Angelou, Mark Twain, Ben Franklin, Susan B. Anthony. You've got your Ask the Audience option left.
I'll go with Ask the Audience.
Ask the Audience.
I have
all right,
an idea, but I don't want to make sure.
Okay, fair enough. Audience, your options are which of the following is not featured in The American Adventure? Maya Angelou, Mark Twain, Ben Franklin, or Susan B. Anthony?
I'm thinking A. That's what I was thinking too. A, final answer.
Final answer?
Mm-hmm.
You are right. Ah! All right, Trace.
All right.
If you get this right, you can make
ears.
Yeah, you can make Lisa wear the goofy ears. All right. You got to win them first, yeah. So then you can worry about.
Okay.
All right. Here's your 16,000 point question. The dinosaur attraction. Excuse me. It makes me ill just to think about it. Utilizes a ride system known as the Enhanced Motion Vehicle, EMV system. For what attraction was this technology originally designed? The Tower of Terror? This was designed specifically for Dinosaur. Indiana Jones and the Temple of the Forbidden Eye, or Star Tours?
Do not look into the eye. So, yes, at Disneyland's greatness of the Indiana Jones ride. It's a layout exactly the same.
Okay, so is that your final answer?
Yes, final answer.
Mike? We gotta wait for the music. I can't do anything until the music comes.
Uh-oh.
He already got it.
And he got it, yeah.
Yay!
And you take the goofy ears. I think, Trace, now there'll be actually more contestants for the next time because they know that the goofy ears are off the table. All right, Trace, ready for the 32,000 point question?
Yes. No.
Approximately how tall would you have to be to use Spaceship Earth as a golf ball? 1 mile, 4 miles, 3 miles, or 2 miles? How tall would you have to be to use Spaceship Earth as a golf ball?
Not at all.
1, 4, 3, or 2 miles.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Are you leaning towards 1 or 2 or 4?
2 or 3, maybe 4.
Wait, somebody laughed at my jokes. Thank you.
What?
Were you laughing at that? Okay, good.
I just a guess. I'm gonna go with.
You got nothing to lose. I mean,
2 miles.
Is that your final answer? You got it.
Oh, yay! Wow.
Let's move on to the 64,000 point question. Questions are on different sheets, so just help. On the Tower of Terror, when you arrive at the scene in the hotel hallway, when you see the ghosts of the vanished ghosts over there, what floor of the hotel are you supposedly on? 5th, 10th, 14th, or 4th?
Say the options again.
5th, 10th, 13th, or 4th?
I'm just going to go with 13th, final answer.
I'm sorry, it's not correct. It's actually the 4th floor.
I had no idea.
Yeah, it's hard to see because of the dim lighting, but there is a sign on the wall that says the room numbers in the hallway are 414 to 426, indicating you're on the 4th floor.
Oh, okay.
Very good. Thank you, Trace. Say your name, where are you from?
I'm Jennifer from Seattle. So, Seattle, Washington.
Anyone else from Seattle?
Yes!
Come on.
I got one shy and one vocal.
She might claim you later.
She might.
How you're doing.
All right, are you nervous? Are you excited?
Hey, I'll do anything once.
You can do this, right, Jennifer?
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be easy. All right, you guys ready to start? All right, let's start with the first one here. For 100 points. Where can you find the Maelstrom? Norway, China, Mexico, or Italy?
It's in Norway.
Is that your
final answer?
That is correct. For 200. This is on the easy questions.
Uh-oh.
I guess it's easy. No, I'll leave this one out. I'll leave this one for later. What attraction is based on the film Song of the South? Country Bear Jamboree, The Timekeeper, Journey into Imagination, or Splash Mountain?
That would be Splash Mountain, final answer.
That's correct. That is correct. That's right, Magic Kingdom Splash Mountain is based on the Song of the South, Brer Rabbit, and his friends. Move on to 400 points. Which is not an area of the Magic Kingdom? Adventureland, World Showcase, Main Street USA, or Liberty Square?
You repeat the answers one more time.
Adventureland, World Showcase, Main Street USA, or Liberty Square? Not an area of the Magic Kingdom.
World Showcase. Absolutely. Final answer.
You're correct.
I should read it completely the first time.
I'm very nervous. What supernatural sound can be heard while waiting in line during the day And what other scary sound might you hear while at night at the Haunted Mansion? So one sound in the daytime, one sound at nighttime at Haunted Mansion. Okay. Ghostly voices during the day, rattling chains at night. There are no sounds playing during the day or at night. Witches crackle during the day, funeral bell tolling at night, or wolf howl during the day, thunder at night. Who came up with these questions? Ghostly voices during the day, rattling chains at night. There are no sounds. Witches crackle during the day, funeral bell tolling at night, or wolf howl during the day, thunder at night. I don't know what Lisa's trying to tell you, man. I don't know what the goofy ears moving up and down indicates. All right, Annette, what's your option? What's your thought? Annette thinks D.
All right.
Is that your final answer?
Final answer.
You are a brave woman to trust Annette. But she is right.
If you're telling me to trust Annette, I assume she knows.
The wolf can be seen as well as heard inside the attraction. He is to be found on a small hill just to the right of the Phantom Band in the graveyard. See, you learned something today.
Don't know why I drew a complete blank there.
All right, time for a 1,000-point question, Jennifer. And if you get this right, you get a pin.
Hey.
Do you like pins?
Yes.
You like pins? Okay. So lots of pressure.
Hey.
All right, 1,000 points. Nightly, there is an outstanding show combining music, lasers, film, projections, and fireworks. This is known as Illuminations. Where is this show performed?
In Epcot.
Not quite that easy. World Showcase, The Living Seas, Around Spaceship Earth, or Living with the Land?
In Epcot's World Showcase.
Final?
Final answer.
You are correct. And that, of course, you get the pin. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And yes, let's go down to the 2,000-point question. You ready?
All right.
All right, you can do this. We got faith in you.
We can do this.
You can do it. The Dino Institute houses the main attraction of Dino Land, or Dinosaur. What was the attraction originally called? Countdown to Extinction, Jurassic Park, Carnotaurus, or It's Always Been Dinosaur?
Believe originally it was Countdown to Extinction. So, final answer.
You are correct. Very good. Let's move on to 4,000. The area known as Innoventions houses a permanent showcase of technology advances. However, this area is what at one time known as what? Innoventions, they never changed the name. Inventions, Communicore, or Innovations?
It was originally Communicore, because that was the first time I visited. Final answer.
Very good, Mike. Final answer, that's right. All right, up to 8,000 points. It's easy, right? Once you get on a roll, it's easy, right? Okay. You still got 2-year lifelines, 50-50, and ask the audience, and you're set.
All right.
In the Haunted Mansion, what is the corpse in the conservatory coffin screaming out? Let me out of here, get out of here, close the lid, or it does not speak at all. What is the corpse in the conservatory coffin screaming out in the Haunted Mansion? Let me out of here, get out of here, close the lid, it does not speak at all.
I think it's close the lid.
Is that your final answer? You still have your 2 lifelines also, don't forget. If you're not confident.
All right. I'll ask. I'm not sure. So let's ask the audience.
Ask the audience. All right, audience.
Better. Better option. Better safe than sorry.
All right, the options are let me out of here, get out of here, close the lid, or it makes no sound.
Let me out of here.
All right, well, A, raise your hand. B, C, D. At least you're honest. I appreciate it, even though it clearly is overwhelmingly not your thought.
Clearly, my Haunted Mansion is out of it today. So, I will go with the audience's answer.
A. Is that your
final answer?
You are correct. Good. We're up to 16,000. You know what this means. If you get this right, you get to earn the last ears that are left.
Ooh.
And of course, these are, for those not seeing this, it's a Santa ears. Would you like Santa ears? Well, there you go.
Getting his Santa ears.
Assume, are you going to give it to her?
Maybe I'll share.
All right, you ready for your 16,000 point question?
Yes.
Let's move on to the best attraction and the best theme park in Walt Disney World.
Hollywood Studios.
What year? See, she knew it.
I know where we're going.
What year was the accident in which those guests boarded the elevator and were zapped into the Twilight Zone? 1917, 1945, 1924, or 1939? What year did the accident at the Twilight Zone Tower of Terror occur? 1917, 1945, 1924, or 1939? Are you leaning towards one or you still have 50-50?
Yeah, I'm not sure enough, so let's do a 50-50.
All right, 50-50. Computer, take away two of the wrong answers, leaving only two of the correct answers left. Please no comments from the audience. Even if they are correct. All right, I'll take away two of the wrong answers. So this is the two possible options left. 1917 or 1939? What year did the Tower of Terror do it? Newell, are they getting it right in the chat room, by the way? Oh, there's still on. Trace is probably still up there. It's like, Trace was robbed.
Two over. Well, then 1939.
Is that your final answer?
Final answer.
You are correct.
Woo!
Very nice. That's right. Rod Serling, host of the TV series Twilight Zone and narrator of the ride, says in the pre-show video that this was the Hollywood that was at the height of its golden age, and the Hollywood Tower of Terror was a star in its own right. 1939 is smack dab in the middle. All right, so you earned your ears, and I don't even need these questions anymore, leaving me just with the final.
Just with the hard ones.
These the hard ones. All right.
Uh-oh. Now you I'm in trouble
now. Now you've got no lifelines left, but I think everyone here has all the confidence that you can answer the rest of them right.
Oh, yeah.
You ready?
Sure.
All right. All right. Your 32,000 point question, first one. I'm not answering that. There's just too many options. I'm too lazy. All right. What is the grill in the foyer place shaped like in the Haunted Mansion? A goblin, a cat, a bat, or a spider? The grill in the front of the foyer fire. Yeah, let me try that again. What is the grill in front of the foyer fireplace shaped like in the Haunted Mansion? A goblin, a cat, a bat, or a spider? Audience is discussing amongst themselves.
I'm not sure on this one.
Are you leaning towards one or two? Do you have anything in mind? Anything jump
Don't
out at you?
I think it's a goblin. I want to say it's either a bat or a spider.
Oh my god. And that's cheating. It's just become flagrant at this point. What could that possibly mean otherwise?
Well,
a seagull. That's right. It's none of the options. I'm being deceiving.
Let's take a guess and say a bat.
Is that your final answer?
Final answer.
I was asking Ned. I wasn't asking you. That is correct.
Woo!
All right, let's move on to 64,000. All right, you can do this.
So there might be somebody worse at trivia than Ned.
Where would you have found a character meal in 1973? Crystal Palace, both the Polynesian and the Contemporary, There Was None, or King Stephen's Banquet Hall? Where would you have found a character meal in 1973? Crystal Palace, both the Polynesian and the Contemporary, There Was None, or King Stephen's Banquet Hall?
73.
Did you visit Walt Disney World around those years?
No, I was first there in the mid-80s, so that's a little bit before my time.
Okay.
But...
Character I meal.
Know, yeah, I'm going, I know Chef Mickey's wasn't open that early, and I'm trying to remember if there was one at all. I'm not sure there was one at all that early. I'm going to say there wasn't one.
Is that your final answer?
Sure, final answer.
That is correct.
I'm going, I can't think of one that early.
That's right, there wasn't one. All right, let's move on to 125.
Woo.
Ooh, you're almost there, just four away. You can, you're almost there. On the Tower of Terror, when you arrive at the scene... Oh, we already did that one.
That would make it easy to do.
That's right. How many people visited Disney World in the first year? 10 million, 7.5 million, 5 million, or 2.5 million? How many people visited Disney World in the first year? 10 million, 7.5, 5, or 2.5 million? These are tough ones, huh?
Yeah, this is where it gets really tough.
Yeah.
Let's say 7.5 million because it sounds good. It's someplace in the middle. Final answer.
Final answer. Where is the question? Oh, right, there it is. I'm sorry, it's 10 million.
Oh,
very good
a lot of
try.
People.
Very nice. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, the good news is, well, the bad news is that, oh, that's right, we're out of time. Thank you, Mike. But the good news is we have actually another event right after this. We're just going to rearrange the chairs a little bit. But what we're going to be doing after this is a group discussion on a town hall meeting where we discuss some topics at Walt Disney World, like the dining plan, your thoughts. So it's really sharing opinions on what you think of the dining plan, what you think of... a variety of options, annual pass benefits, all the fun stuff that we love to debate. This is an open forum to discuss these kinds of things. So I hope you'll stick around a little bit. There's some water over there on the side, and we'll see you in just a little bit. Thank you, everyone.
Stupid Judy, stupid energy.
This has been a production of Mouse World Radio.
This episode of Walt Disney World Today is sponsored by MEI and Mouse Fan Travel, who specialize in cruises and vacation packages to Disney and other destinations around the world. MEI and Mouse Fan Travel is an authorized Disney vacation planner. They provide their signature services with no additional agency fees. To get your free no-obligation quote, visit www.mousefantravel.com.